people who are biting their fingers in fear. Changing is not easy, but changing your life, changing habits, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
It's an experience. This is the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack on Active FM.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Kairos Moment on the Active FM. It's always an honor and a privilege to bring a word of inspiration, motivation, to speak into your life. Wherever you are listening from, welcome to the program. My name is Jack Chirwa. I'm the pastor of the Full Gospel Church of God in Johannesburg, South Africa. Let's pray together. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, that your word gives us hope for the future. Your word, Father God, gives us faith to be able to step out and be all that you intended for us to be. And so whoever we are, wherever we might be, we can apply the word of God in our lives and it will always work for us. So we trust you this moment as we listen to your word and as we apply faith to your word. We trust that the word of God is going to work for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning once again. So I want to just bring a short word of inspiration to you today. I hope that it's going to help you in your journey, whatever that journey might be. You might be a businessman, a businesswoman. You might be a student, university student. You might be in school. You might still be, pursuing primary education, higher education, whatever you might be doing in life. Maybe you're not doing anything at the moment, sitting at home, unemployed. You don't have a job at the moment. The economies of countries, it's tough. Life is difficult. I don't know what you're going through. Maybe you're going through a marriage that's not working. Family members that are not united, that are against you, children that are rebellious, that are not listening to you at all. Whatever your scenario might be, I want to speak to you on a subject entitled The Power of Expectation. The Power of Expectation. The Word of God says in Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 13 and 14, Proverbs 24 verse 13 and 14, "My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off." Thy expectation shall not be cut off. In Proverbs 23 and verse 18, Proverbs 23 and verse 18, the Bible says, "For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off." Hallelujah. Thine expectation shall not be cut off. Another Bible version says, "For surely there's a future, and your hope will not be cut off." So expectation is a form of hope because it speaks of the future and how you feel about the future. Another version of the Bible yet says, "You have a bright future." Expectation is one of the secrets of good success. If you're going to succeed in life, you need to be expectant. Expectation, they say, is the mother of manifestation. I'll say that again. Expectation is the mother of manifestation. If anything is going to manifest in your life, it's no use believing something. You need to get to that place where you begin to expect that it's going to happen. It might not happen in the time that you want it to happen. It might not happen in the way that you want it to happen, but you need to keep expecting that it's going to happen, because expectation is the mother of manifestation. Without the right expectation, your future will be aborted. Some of us have the wrong expectations in life. Some of us always expect the negative to happen. Some of us always expect the worst to happen in our lives. And eventually that is what manifests in our lives. Your expectation is your God-given ability to make a demand on your future. I'm going to say that again. Your expectation is your God-given ability to make a demand on your future. Hallelujah. Your expectation connects you to the supernatural. for God's supernatural intervention called miracles. If miracles are going to happen in your life, you've got to expect a miracle. You've got to expect God to do something. You've got to expect something good to happen in your life. Your expectation is crucial to your success. You must learn to be expectant. What are you expecting God to do in your life? What positive thing are you expecting is going to happen in your life? You must learn to have the right expectations. Your expectations shall not be cut off in Jesus' name. Miracles are delivered on the platform of expectation. I'll say that again. Miracles are delivered on the platform of expectation. According to the experience of the cripple at the gate of the temple called Beautiful, at the gate called Beautiful in the Bible, Acts chapter 3, from verse 1 to 8, particularly verse 5, to be more precise, the Bible says, he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. The Bible further explains in verse 6 to 8 that Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he began to leap and jump for joy, and entered with them into the temple, walking and limping and praising God. The 40-year long disability became a history as expectation connects the cripple to the supernatural miracle power of God. When the miracle expected encounter the supply of faith, the miracle become an undeniable reality. So that man sat at that gate called Beautiful for a long time, for years. And he always expected to receive something from the people that came to worship in the temple. And the day that Peter and John came to that gate was like any other day that that cripple sat at that gate expecting to receive something from Peter and John. And because he was expecting to receive something, he received something that day. And it wasn't silver and gold, but it was a miracle. He was able to walk. As he had never walked before, he was able to walk. I'm reminded of the story of blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10 and verse 46. Mark chapter 10 and verse 46. We read about Bartimaeus' bold faith when he yells for Jesus to have mercy on him. Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. Remember that they shut him down. Remember that they told him to shut up. Remember that they told him to keep quiet. And we often overlook the significance of the garment that he was wearing. During those days, beggars were issued government clothing, signifying that they were legitimately disabled. It labeled them for all to know and to recognize their need as beggars and as blind people. As Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus, it says, he threw aside his garment. He threw aside his garment. What he was saying was, I know I can't see yet. I know I'm not healed yet. But if Jesus is anywhere in my vicinity, I am casting this away. Fully expecting that I will never go back to that life of begging again. Jesus is going to give me a miracle today. Now that is the power of expectation. The Bible says throwing away his garment, throwing away that which he has been used to, throwing away that which limited him, throwing away that which recognized him as this blind beggar. He was expecting to receive from God. Your expectation shall not be cut off in Jesus' name. Over and above what every other person expects over you, it is your own expectation that matters the most. If your expectation is based on the promises of God, you will have your expectation. I know there have been times you might be saying to me, but Pastor, there were times when I expected God to do something and the complete opposite happened. Don't be discouraged. Don't give up expecting good things from God. we don't always understand and we can't always explain why certain things don't happen the way they do. But remember that God has your interests at heart. He allows certain things to happen, and because he knows that he's got the best in store for us. And he knows what is best for us at that particular time. So if your expectation is based on the promises of God, they will come to pass. If you expect wrong based on your past life, based on your ancestry, based on your past experiences, your environment, your situations and circumstances around you, and what the devil has done in your life in the past, you will also have a negative expectation in your life. If you understand the fact that God is committed to your expectation, you will expect right and have your expectations. Many people get into trouble because they get what they are expecting. And what they are expecting is not what God wants to give them. Most of the time, we expect what the devil wants to give. But God wants us to have a reprogrammed mind. It's important that we have our minds renewed by the word of God. It does not matter what the expectation of men are, what the expectation of Satan is over my life. If your expectation in life are tailored towards what God has promised in his word, you will have what God has promised. No matter what happens to you, no matter what you're going through right now in life, never let your own expectation over your life be negative. Your outcomes in life will not just be according to your prayers, your faith, and your confessions, but also according to your expectations. What are you expecting God to do? What are you expecting in life? True expectation is not unclear, unsure, but one of those that are confident, unquestionable, looking for a positive outcome out of something. Maybe you applied for a job. Expect that they will call you and offer you the job. Maybe you applied for a scholarship to study. Expect that you will receive a positive answer. And even if you don't let that put you off. You just wait for the next opportunity and begin to expect again. Begin to expect again. I'm reminded of the woman of the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. There are 4 points in this story that exemplifies the power of real expectation. When she heard of Jesus, she said in her heart, "If I could but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." If I could but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. So number one, expectation must be based upon what you hear and believe. She heard about Jesus. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. She heard about Jesus and she decided she will not let this opportunity pass her by. She heard about Jesus and she decided she was going to expect a miracle from Jesus. She was going to expect a miracle from touching the hem of his garment. Number two, expectation has no alternative. She had exhausted all resources and options. She had visited all the doctors. She had consulted all the medical experts. God will allow you to get to the end of your rope so that he can redirect your attention. And maybe I'm speaking to somebody right now who has reached the end of their rope, the end of themselves. Then he will speak into that hopeless situation. And when you have a firm hold on what he said, an expectation will be birthed in your spirit. You've experienced it before when your back was against the wall. God spoke to you and faith came. Maybe I'm speaking to somebody whose back is against the wall. God allow you to come to that place in life so that you have no other alternative but God, no other option but God, no other choice but God. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm speaking to right now, but arise and begin to expect again. Arise and begin to expect again. Expectation will mobilize you. She had to come out. Remember, that she couldn't get out in public because of it, because of the nature of her sickness. It was an issue of blood. And in those days, a woman with an issue of blood was not allowed to come out in public. But because of the power of the expectation in her life, she was mobilized. She had to come out. You can't have earnest expectation and not make a move. Some of you just need to step out. Some of you need to make a move. Making a move must put something into motion. You must put something into motion. You must do something on your side. Do something from your part. Do something. The decision to end that relationship, handle it. The house you wanted, the job you're trying to get, apply again, even though over and over again when you've applied, they've turned you down. Well, make another application for that house with the bank. Make another application for the job. Expectation makes preparation. Hallelujah. Number four, expectation will stabilize you. Not only will it mobilize you, it's going to stabilize you. She had to stand against fear and not run. The penalty for coming out among people with an issue of blood was stoning to death. The enemy tried to paralyze her with fear and doubt, but the power of expectation kept her focused on the hem of his garment. That's all she thought about, the hem of his garment. Rehearse your expectation in your mind. It will keep you focused on experiencing success. Number five, expectation will energize you. Not only will it mobilize you, not only will it stabilize you, it will also energize you. She had to push through the crowd. Can you imagine how weak and frail she had been after bleeding for 12 years? The crowd in front of her must have been massive. The big, strong guys flanking Jesus on every side. But her expectation, her confidence was unshakable. And she believed that if she touched the hem of his garment, she would be healed. So she pushed, she pushed, she pushed, she pushed. And some of you need to push through opposition. You need to push through the noises, the loud negative noises in your head, in your mind. You need to push through every kind of opposition. And she not only pushed through the crowd, but she pushed until she touched the hem of his garment. She did not give up. There was opportunity to give up. She could have given up any time. She could have thrown in the towel. She could have, after being pushed around a couple of times and falling to the ground a couple of times, she could have gone back home and she could have thought to herself, this is the end of my life. I'm going to die. There's no solution to my problem. Doctors don't have the answer. I have failed to get close to Jesus. The crowd is too massive. The pressure is too much. I'm giving up. I don't know who I'm speaking to right now. Maybe you are at the verge of giving up. You've tried everything. I'm here to say to you, push, like the woman of the issue of blood. Push, because help is on the way. The power of expectation will move you to victory, like the woman of the issue of blood. Don't settle for society's inconsistent, unstable version of faith and hope. Know that it will happen. Push past fear. Push past doubt. Push past any person or mindset that stands in resistance with an earnest expectation. Believe and expect to receive from God, because God wants to do something in your life. God is a good God. The Bible says that if you fathers who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will a heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask? Remember, God is a good God. God has good things in store for you. He wants to hand out those good things to you in your life. Regardless of what you've been through, regardless of the negative circumstances you've been through, God can turn the situation around. Believe and begin to expect like never before. I want to pray for you now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray a blessing over the person listening to this program, wherever they are, whatever they're doing in life. I pray, Father, that the power of expectation will arise in their lives and they will begin to expect something from you like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cause them to arise. Cause them, Father God, to stand strong. Cause them to be like the woman of the issue of blood and push through. Cause them to be like blind Bartimaeus and continue to shout for help. Son of David, have mercy on me. Help them to be like the man at the gate called Beautiful of the temple who continued to expect to receive something in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want to pray for you. Perhaps you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. You've never asked Him to come into your life. And, you need to have a personal relationship with Jesus to call yourself a Christian. You're not a Christian because you go to church. You're not a Christian because you've got a Christian name. You're not a Christian because you've been baptized. You're a Christian because you've accepted Jesus in your life as your personal Savior. According to John chapter 1 and verse 12, the Bible says, "Yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave them the right to become children of God." So maybe you've never ask Jesus to come into your life right there where you are. I want you to repeat this simple prayer after me. Say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I realize that I'm a sinner. Without you, I'm lost. Without you, I'm lost. I surrender my life to you because you died on the cross for my sins. You shed your blood for my sins. So I ask you to forgive me all my sins. I open the door of my heart and I invite you, Jesus, to come into my heart. Save me. Make me a child of God and I will follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, that today I am a child of God. I surrender my life to you. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name." Hallelujah. If you pray that prayer, officially you are a child of God, and the Bible says that your name has been written in the Lamb's book of life in heaven. Remember, continue to expect God to do something good in your life. God bless you and thank you for tuning in. This has been the Kairos Moment on the Active FM. Until next time, God bless.
Said that you're good and your love is great. that you never will.
You'll never fail me. You'll never.
My God, you never will.
My plans may fail, but I know.
My God, you never will.
Men may fail me, but I know.
My God, you never will.
You're the good, good Father. Righteous, yes. You're my strong tower. You're my provider. Oh. I'll worship you always. I'll bless your name always. 'Cause you kept me when nobody else will. Oh, yeah. So I love you. Your holy name.